Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Just took a peek at the sports book. It's a pick 'em today, game four. For all the anger, frustration, vitriol, and deservedly so.
Pick the Tigers.
Series is not over, and it's a pick 'em today, and if they win, they'll be favored in game five with Skubal on the mound. One of those days. Today's pitching matchup is between Bryce Miller and Casey Mize. It's brought to you by Old National Bank. Hey, today's been all about the Tigers. We did have Todd McClellan on. If you want that, it'll get podcasted. You can use the rewind. The Red Wings centennial season starts tomorrow night. We have Lions tickets to give away. That should cheer up at least one person.
Yeah, I think it's going to cheer up a lot of people because we got a really good football team. But the
winner is what I'm talking
about. Right, yes. And we'll get a chance to actually have a little bit of football talk as well.
We want to get the power surge. We know it's part of Wednesdays, 9:35. John's going to go through his top six teams in the NFL. But between now and then, we're going to take Tiger phone calls. Here's how you win Lions tickets. On Wednesdays, we play Name That Lion. We pick 1 hour, different hour, because we know people have different commutes, want to give everybody a chance. Today, it's the 9 o'clock hour. We play Name That Lion. You'll be given three clues. You cannot call in to guess early. There will be a sounder that plays at some point this hour that will tell you, hey, go ahead and call in. Until then, sit, listen, try to solve who that lion is based on the clues. Mm-hmm. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Great. Let's get back, and I'll give you your first clue coming up in 10 minutes. Let's get to a phone call from Daryl in East Point. Daryl, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's good.
So Torkelson said something the other day in between game two and three. I don't know exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of, we're all giving 100% effort. We're all trying. We all want to come through. We all want to be the guy. And that right there is exactly why they're in the position they are. Like, I understand that they all want to be the guy and the hero, but AJ said it since he's got here. This is a team game, and the only way you can be successful is if you do it as a team. And it's batters 1 through 9, and they all have to work together, getting runners on, moving the runners over, and scoring the runners. That's not happening because they all want to jack home runs and hit a ball 500 feet. I can't tell you the last time I saw a Tigers hitter take a short, quick cut, maybe Javi in Cleveland, but like, stop killing the ball. Just make contact. I know.
And they're saying, hey, yeah, it's playoff pitching and it's hard, but all the other playoff teams can do it at least somewhat. Detroit can't do it at all.
Well, but I can also understand what Torque is talking about. Like, yeah, they all want to be the guy to put the bat on the ball. They all want to be the guy that makes, and no one is sitting here saying they're not trying. We're just saying they're not getting it done.
Correct. Let's get to Ryan and Utica. This is a different spin on it. You're on 97.1.
Hey, yeah, I just kind of want to make the argument that maybe they are actually overachieving. I mean, there's one star on this team, and his name is Skubal. And I mean, yeah, we're down, we're not out. We have a game today, and if we win today, then we will be the favorite, I believe, to get to the ALCS. So, you know, I mean, this team can only do so much. This is on ownership or Scott Harris. They aren't as good as the other teams, and we still have a chance to get to the ALCS. So I think everyone needs to take a deep breath and let's go Tigers.
John, would you say they're overachieving?
Yeah, for how they've played for the last 2 months, yeah. I think they're overachieving.
It's kind of a loaded, because like, it's, how do you describe it? Like, before the season started, they were not expected to make the playoffs. But right, that's because they had a lousy offseason. So they kind of did that to themselves. And then to their credit, they started out so hot. They were the first team to what? 40, 50, 60 wins.
They didn't have the complete offseason that we want. They didn't land the third base right-handed bat. But I thought, you know, bringing in Gleyber Torres, that was a good signing.
It was.
It was an improvement.
It was. How about the pitching they added?
I agree. It's and how about the pitching they added at the trade deadline?
Right. So some of this is like, yeah, they're not a very good team because they didn't do a good job building a good team. So now I'm supposed to give them like lower the bar because they're not good at their job. Like that seems silly.
But they are here.
And yeah, I would say they haven't overachieved. They have made it to where they made it last year.
Right. With, in large part, a lot of the same cast of characters. Now, the method didn't work like it did last year, where, you know, like pitching chaos wasn't the success that it was last year, although it was kind of in game one of this series.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Carl. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
Good.
Hey, so I'm 48. I was 7-84. The Tigers are my first love. So the Gibby homer, I was 10-87. The mm-hmm. Doyle trade, all the fun, and then there was the '90s, and then the Verlander years, right? The great. But so I don't have the anger, the anger towards Washington team. It's not a 3-game losing streak. It's been frustrating, right? It's been frustrating, but it's almost like if I feel bad sometimes when I hear the callers. I listen to you guys most mornings, and everybody's this. It's the anger, and it's like I think about, they're more like family. If I saw my family going through this, would I be so angry at my son, or, you know, who's struggling? Just you're pulling for him, and right now I feel like the whole fan base. We're Randy Quaid in Major League Two, with our hat turned inside out. And they'll blow it in the playoffs, and we're waiting to see Veghead back in the bullpen and crank up Wild Thing. And just that one moment where we can flip our hat around and say, we're back, let's go. So, yes, win today, Scooble in game 5. Let's see what happens.
I'm with you, Carl.
Hey, look, the fan base, for as down as they are, they desperately want that. I don't think you show up last night to hate watch your team. Like, people want them to win. As agonizing as it's been, and I know today it's easy to kind of fly off the handle and go, just be done with it. Take them off life support. If they have a moment today, people are going to buy back in for game 5.
Oh, yeah. They're going to buy back because it's Scooble on the mound.
Yeah.
I'm curious what happens.
Give us a reason. That's all the fans have asked.
If they win that and they go to the ALCS.
And now they're...
And Scooble can't pitch until Wednesday.
Probably, yeah. Game three, home game. It's going to be so funny because for as deserved as the frustration and vitriol is today, and just the sadness of being at the ballpark yesterday, as much as that's deserved, you're right, there's a world where they win the next two and they advance further than last year.
Yeah,
they're gonna have home ALCS playoff games, and that is still, like, I won't call it a likely outcome, but it's on the table.
Yeah.
So we've been making some Rocky comparisons throughout this journey the last few weeks, and I got another line from Rocky 4. Are you with this or again? Like, I'm kind of feeling like Duke when Creed was about ready to be killed. Throw in the towel.
Throw the damn towel. That's you?
I kind of feel that way a little bit. And it's sad to admit, because I think that's being a terrible fan. And I'm just...
I think you're more like Rocky's wife standing at the top of the stairs saying, you can't win.
Well, we did that one last week and then they won. So maybe I'm buying...
So what you're telling me...
It's the circle of life. You're going to be back in.
So what you're telling me is we need to get Torque and Green and Carp out to the mountains of Siberia, get them training, and get them ready to go.
It just puts it like... I don't know how you can watch this team play and be hopeful.
Well, because they're playing the game. It's anytime you get a chance to play a new game, it's a fresh start. And it's really hard to put behind everything that's happened and all the junk, all the deficiencies. But today, this afternoon, when Casey Mize takes the mound and throws that first pitch, it's the all-eternal hope of sports.
Okay, I'm going to make a comparison here to coaching Little League Baseball. So... this year, Sam made the All-Star team in our district. Well, we have the great fortune of our Huron Little League being in the same district as Taylor Baseball, which has an outstanding Little League program.
Yeah.
They've had some shadiness, yeah, but they've had really good teams, okay? And we go to the game, and you're like, I want to see what we can maybe do. And then you're mercied 17-0 in four innings. I kind of feel like the Tigers are my team and Seattle's Taylor North. Like, it's just like, it ain't happening.
Look, our questions for people today. Are Tiger fans burned out? I think that's the scene from last night, is a burned out crowd that had sat all day and waited and waited and waited and then just couldn't do it anymore. They're burned out. Are you selling your tickets if you have them today? Are you buying the tickets? Are people like excited to go to the ballpark? And then we want to know, is it over? Do you feel like this series is over? John in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, burned out, spent, worn out, whatever you want to say. You know, some callers already made some of my points that watching this team the last month and a half or month, there's just no adjustments. Guys with 12 home runs, yanking, going for home runs on outside pitches. We could talk about all that. But I want to get your guys' take on this because there's a lot of stuff I want to say about the games. I am going today. Actually, I was thinking about getting season tickets. My family had them for 50 years. We got out of it about 7-8 years ago. And I actually canceled my scheduled visit to Comerica. I said, I'm just not. It was when they really, it was like, I don't know, when they were going into Boston. I said, I just can't do it. And the ticket agent actually told me I wasn't the only one to call with that attitude and cancel appointments. So I thought that was interesting. But listen, I think the last month of last year, it was almost like watching a football team. Hinch did a great job motivating these guys. They played way over their heads. Very few guys that manage teams in baseball can do that. Billy Martin could do it. Some other guys. Sparky could do it a little bit. But, you know, I think that the gas from that carried over this year. And I mean, I'm not being negative. It was always like, when is this going to end? Because these guys are just not that good.
Yeah.
And I think the last month or so it happened. I could be wrong. Maybe they're great. And I'm misunderstanding. I just think they played so far over their heads. It was ridiculous. But the thing I want you guys to answer was, you know, thinking about Harris, and Hinch has not done a good job getting these guys to adjust. He just hasn't changed anything. I almost threw my remote through the wall. My sister was calling mad. We took Scoople out to start the eighth when they tied that game. I mean, I thought my head was going to explode. And you can debate that stuff, but here's the thing. With Harris, yeah, I understand the anger, and I was too, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, what ownership seems to be kind of not getting any responsibility here, but if you look at Harris's lack of moves and bad moves, I think he knew that if he goes and gets some stud or a couple of them, he's only going to keep him for this series, which you're supposed to do, like the Doyle Alexander thing in 87, but he's got such a young group coming up. He knows that they're not going to let him give him the money to sign these guys, and he signs them for 3 to 5 weeks. But with these young guys coming up, that they're predicted to be so good, he's got cheap labor for at least 3 to 5 years, just like Scoble.
Yeah.
So why would you? I mean, as a business guy, he's not going to come out and criticize the ownership. It's like Moneyball. He's not going to say my owner won't commit to let me keep these guys if I sign them. So what am I going to do in the next 3 to 5 years? I think his hands are tied by ownership. I really do,
John. Maybe, and in the sake of time, I got to be brief here because we are up against it. The thought process is, yes, baseball players are cheap. You get 6 years of control. You want to do it homegrown. I do appreciate that Scott Harris has a good prospect pool. They're not all going to hit. You have to do the job where you know who to give up on. And every contender forever has traded for rentals in pursuit of a championship. Detroit didn't want to pay the freight. That criticism is valid, and it looks really valid right now. All right, your first clue to win Lions tickets. Name that Lion. Clue number one, I played for both the Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's 97.1.
Hey, you hear the ads, law firms bragging about some giant verdict. To them, it's a trophy. It's a number to brag about, okay, and it's good for them. But if you've just been in a car accident, what does that do for you? Here's the truth about David Feminino. He wins big, of course, but he knows it's not about the headlines. It's about you. That money pays your medical bills. It keeps your family steady, and it matters only because you need it. That's the difference. With David, it's never about showing off. It's about fighting for you. You can give David a call at 855-65-CRASH, or you can visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Yeah, most of the fans had left by that point. Dan Dickerson on the call, 8-4, Tiger loss. Back at it today, 3:08, game four, Comerica Park. Got phone calls to get to. We got Lions tickets to give away. Or cheer somebody up. We got tickets to the Monday night game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You want to listen for the clues. Name that Lion. You'll have a chance to call in later in the hour. Clue number two, I'm Canadian.
Oh. Okay. All right.
File it away.
Friendly player.
There you go. All of our Tiger coverage today is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, John, dealer's choice.
Hey, you pick.
All right, Paul, Clinton Township. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call, fellas.
What's up?
Two things. I was at the game. I did not get there. Once I saw it was delayed, I was at Nemo's and we just stayed there and waited. But I knew tons of people that had been there for 3 hours waiting. And I had told my son that it was a powder keg yesterday, ready to go off one way or the other, depending on how the team played. Like, they were so into it and ready to explode and just wanted anything good to happen. And you could feel two deflating moments. The first inning alone, when you know, Torres on, Riley strikes out. You know, he takes a pitch down the middle, then he swings at two balls, including one completely in the dirt for the third out. You could feel a bit of deflation. And then after Naylor had that 8 or 10 pitch at bat or more against Flaherty, it felt like it broke Flaherty almost, because at one point he was at like a 90% strike, you know, ball to strike ratio.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the dude just lost it.
But Paul, that's been something I've noticed with him this year, is when it goes south, it goes quickly. Like, you're right, I noted he had like 11 of the first 14 pitches were strikes. He was off to a hot start, but when it turns quickly. He had a 4.6 ERA this season and a playoff ERA north of 5. I mean,
a lot of his strikes are foul balls, though. That means they're seeing the ball. Yep. They're just not exactly timed up with it. Making contact usually leads to trouble.
And it did. Tom in Rochester, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Gentlemen, how you doing this morning? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, we're hanging in there.
I want to just congratulate the Yankees on moving on to the American League Championship, and condolences to the Tigers for losing against the Seattle Mariners in the playoffs.
Oh, so you think the Yankees are going to come back from a, you think the Yankees are going to come back from a 2-0 deficit because they won last night?
No, I've just been listening since 8 o'clock, and all you guys keep talking about is Yankees this, Yankees that. The first two games, Yankees got outscored by, not exactly sure, but I want to say somewhere around 16 runs, and they came back and won game three, and you guys are talking like the Yankees are going to make it to the World Series.
I don't think anybody's Tigers talking like that, Tom. I think we pointed out that they had a hell of a lot more fight than Detroit did last night. All we're doing is a show today based on last night. The Yankees had way more fight, way more life, got their crowd involved. Tigers were listless, let their crowd down. That's what we're talking about.
So the Tigers, what's the goal at the beginning of the season for, I guess, any of the four major sports teams? It's make the playoffs?
Win the championship.
Okay, yes, but you need to make the playoffs to be able to make the championship, right? There's 8 teams left in the baseball playoffs. We're one of the 8. And listening to this fan base, the way they're calling, like, oh, I wish they would have never made the playoffs. I knew this was going to happen back in, like, are you serious? We made the playoffs. We beat Cleveland, who was favored to beat us And now we have a home game today. We win today. We have the best pitcher in baseball pitching in game five. But if you didn't know any of this and just were in a capsule for the last month and started listening to your show at from 8 o'clock in the morning, you would have thought the Yankees are on their way to the American League Championship and the Tigers are done.
But Tom.
Fan base is ridiculous.
Well, with all due respect, people have been paying attention for more than today at 8 o'clock. They've been watching their team for a month, and they haven't seen them win a home game in a month. So the fans that went to the ballpark have every right to be fed up and frustrated. But we can't be fed up and frustrated.
We're in the playoffs. No, we're in. You can be. I mean, you guys are probably the same people that can be on the beach in the Caribbean, 90-degree weather, not a cloud in the sky with a drink in your hand, and get up off your chair and say, oh, my God, the sand is so hot. This is ridiculous.
Tom,
this sucks.
I think you're out of your mind. If you want to compare being at the ballpark last night to being on the beach without a cloud in the sky and a daiquiri in your hand, let's take fall. We've been doing it. We can keep talking to Tiger fans. Did you have a fun time last night? Did you think that was comparable to the best tropical vacation of your life? Because Tom certainly thinks it was. John, I was there, and I saw fans that were there, and ain't nobody having a paradise at the ballpark yesterday.
No.
And the end of the season has been anything but a paradise. They blew a double-digit lead for the division in the last month, a 15-game lead for the season. Yes, they were able to undo some of that by beating Cleveland. And if they beat Seattle, they can undo more of it. But last night was not productive for beating Seattle. And all morning, you and I have said, series not over.
Yeah, they will play today, and they have the pitching advantage today.
But to call fans ridiculous for sitting through 3 hours of a rain delay and sitting through 3 hours of that hapless, pathetic performance at the plate, and what, they're supposed to call in and be grateful? Tom, what kind of radio did you expect when you tuned in today at 8 o'clock? You thought fans were going to call in and go, guys, it's okay. Guys, it's okay. Is that what he thought was going to happen when he tuned in on the radio today, that Tiger fans were just going to pretend that everything's okay?
We do have a game today. And yes, the goal is, the number one goal anytime you start a season is to win a championship. And then you back it off from there. It's the same thing Dan talks about all the time. Hey, the goal is to win a championship. What are the best odds to get you there? Well, first of all, you got to find a way to get into the playoffs. And it ups your odds if you win your division because you get a home game. It ups your odds if you're the number one seed because you get a bye. All of those different things. And the Tigers were in position to make some of those things happen. But then it all fell apart in late August and September, and now we're dealing with a lineup that can't score runs.
Yeah, and I'll put it this way again. They're doing it the hard way, and this is a hard way that they've put on themselves. They've made it so they have to do this the hard way by not adding more impact players at the deadline, by actively making themselves worse at the trade deadline, by blowing the division and blowing a first-round bye and not being able to score many runs at all. They have to do it the hard way. They beat Cleveland the hard way. They won the only game in this series the hard way in extra innings. And if they win today, it's going to be the hard way.
Right. And today they can win. But the venom in the air from yesterday is because of the amount of investment the fans have in this team. And they're letting it out. That's exactly what's happening here this morning. I just told Greg, I go, I've been in this time slot at this radio station since 2012. And I only remember two moments related to the Tigers where there's been this amount of venom. It was when Valverde blew it in New York. And then they still won the series, but people were so upset with Valverde. And it was Ortiz homer. Other than that, we've never had this kind of response in such a negative way. And there's some positive people out there, and it's okay to be that way.
It is.
But
And I wouldn't be surprised is as you get closer to game time, as Carson Anderson get to the noon hour or even 1 o'clock, and fans are starting to head down to the game, that the temperature starts to change because you will play a game today. It takes everybody a little bit of a different time to turn the page. We wake up this morning at 6, and yeah, everybody's still raw from what happened last night.
When you say they will play a game today, I can hear like a smile creeping a little bit because you got a chance to go out and win.
Yeah.
I think when some people hear you say they play a game today, it's a threat.
Okay, yeah, you can take it however you want.
Not that you're saying it that way, but I think to some people, it's a threat. Oh, my baseball team's going to play again today?
They have a chance to go out
there. I got to go watch this team play again today?
And win and earn a chance to play a fifth game and put their best pitcher on the mound. That's Tarek Skubal.
Yep. 248-539-9797. We've got another clue for Name That Lion to give you as the hour rolls on. John, it's a Wednesday, which means the power surge. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure to get your best teams in the NFL. Is our team number one? It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game. So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick. Check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Your third clue for Name That Lion, a chance to win Lions tickets. We do it every Wednesday. I won Super Bowl 28. Clue number three, I won Super Bowl 28. Name That Lion. Listen for the sounder for your chance to call in and win a pair of tickets. Let's get to the power surge.
Well, this is a bit of an interesting week because a couple of weeks ago when I bumped the Lions up to number three, everybody said, did you not see them play the game against Green Bay? It was televised. And yes, I did see that, but I also know that this is a snapshot in time of the season. And so I was not too upset by the backlash that I got from some, mainly one sitting across from me. And so just a little recap on last week. The teams that were just on the outside looking in, Kansas City. Oh, poor Kansas City. They lost again. And Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's kind of still right there. That's a team that they're 3-1, but does it feel like they're 3-1? That division has taken a dive in a lot of different ways. Obviously, Baltimore is not performing up to standard, and neither is Cincinnati. Indy was on the outside looking in. What do I do with Indy after another win? The Chargers were on the outside looking in. They took a tough loss. San Francisco, Jacksonville, and Green Bay. All those teams just on the outside looking in. San Francisco gets a big win. Jacksonville, 4-1. They're the team that beat Kansas City. So what do I do this week? Well, those teams that are just on the outside looking in and trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I think there is a clear delineation of teams that have a decent record, 3-2, 3-1, that, or even 2-1-1, that we don't really know what to make of. Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and New England. Now, New England just handed Buffalo their first loss. Do we really think New England is a legitimate team?
Not in the top 6.
No. But so these are the teams on the outside looking in. Minnesota, same thing. Quarterback issues. Carson Wentz is in, he's out, he's in, he's out. They can't protect their quarterback. Pittsburgh, still have no idea what to make of them. Denver, all right, nice win.
Yeah, good win.
All right, but still on the outside looking in. The two LA teams, the Chargers and the Rams. Now, the Rams were on the precipice. They were just outside last week, and, did they do enough to move up? We'll see. Washington, Seattle, Green Bay, all still on the outside. And Jacksonville.
Yeah, what about Jacksonville?
Jacksonville, They are team 6.5.
Still not in.
Still not in, even though they're 4-1. Because, all right, they won the game. They did enough to win the game. But if Chris Jones shows a little effort, maybe they don't. Although, that's Kansas City.
Yep.
So, Jacksonville, they're team 6.5. Team number 6, just make it into the power surge, the San Francisco 49ers. They are the team that is winning, or that are currently out in the West, that is number 1 in their division, and they've done it with Brock Purdy. They're doing it with Mac Jones. And I think the big question on this one, which has nothing to do with the power surge, but what if Mac Jones was drafted by the San Francisco 49ers versus Brock Purdy as Mr. Irrelevant? Would we be talking about Mac Jones as one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL? I don't know that he's there, but his journey has taken him there, yeah, and they are winning with him.
When they beat the Rams last week, that was, as shorthanded as they were on the road, even though their fans kind of made it a home game, that was a big win.
And this is some of the reasons why, and you take a look at the top 6 teams, and other than one of them, I think you could look at the head coach and say, that's why they're always in contention for being one of the top 6. San Francisco certainly fills that category. Number 5, the Indianapolis Colts finally make it in, and they jump all the way up to number 5. And when you look at what Daniel Jones has done, I mean, apparently all you have to do is leave the Giants and you become a superstar. Now, he had one, obviously, stint, up in Seattle to get him right. But Indianapolis right now, you look at some of their wins and you say, okay, Dolphins, Broncos, Titans. The Broncos game is looking pretty good. A win over the Raiders, eh. Their only loss is to the Rams, but they are 4-1 right now, and they are playing really good football. Tyler Warren is having a hell of a rookie season.
Yeah, I think you could have flipped the Niners and the Colts because of the Rams game head-to-head.
Yeah, I mean, okay, could have, but this is how I feel about it right now. Number 4, Philly. And last week I had them at 2. They're down to number 4, and here's why. There's something wrong in Philly. And I don't necessarily know that it's just A.J. Brown. I don't know what it is, but some of it is play calling. Saquon Barkley, one run, one handoff in the second half. He had, 6 carries for 30 yards. They gave up 6 sacks in that game. They're not playing good football right now. And they are a team that has to win in the trenches and should be winning in the trenches, but they're not. That's why I bumped them down to number 4. 3 is the Buffalo Bills. And when you look at Buffalo and you say, okay, well, hey, they lost to New England. Shouldn't have lost to New England. It was a bad loss, and they really haven't beaten anybody else, even though the Ravens at that time, starting off the season, that was a big win. And the fact that they came from, 15 down with 5 minutes left. But then it's been Jets, Dolphins, Saints. So I'm not ready to throw them out yet, but they are underperforming at this point. But they're number 3. Number 2. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I mean, there's a case to be made right now. And I know some people talked about it before the season for their quarterback to be in the conversation for MVP. If they keep winning the way that they're winning, because Baker Mayfield has been able to, whether it's the Falcons game, the Texans games, the Jets games, the Seahawks game, even the Eagles game, he gave them a chance to win at the end of every single game. It's exhausting watching Tampa Bay play because they could be making life easier on themselves, but some of that is due to injury, and they have been able to manufacture wins still at this point. The number one team, obviously the one team that we all care about, this week, the snapshot in time is the Detroit Lions, and I got them at number 1 because, yeah, that week 1 loss was a bad loss. But since then, it's been 52 points, 38 points, 34 points, 37 points. You're averaging over 35 points through those 4 games. Your offense has been dominant. And it's not just been offense. It's been offense, defense, special teams. I believe they're the most complete team at this point. They are playing as the most complete team because they don't have to just rely on the offense. The defense comes up with some big moments. They found a way to stop a mobile quarterback, not just stop him in Lamar, but actually sack him. And so I've got the Lions playing as they enter week 6. It's the best team in the NFL currently.
Homer, no, you're not. In fact, right, this is the consensus across the NFL right now. How about some other power rankings? The Ringer, Lions number one. NFL.com, Lions number one. Sports Illustrated, guess who's number one?
Lions.
It's the Detroit Lions. ESPN, Lions are number one. Yahoo Sports, number one. The Athletic, CBS Sports, USA Today. All have the Lions currently today as the number one team.
And I talk about coaching. Part of it is you always play to your standard. And have the Lions been perfect? Absolutely not. But they don't play down to the level of their competition. They didn't play down to Cincinnati. They didn't play down to the Browns. They didn't play down to what we now believe is the Ravens. They didn't play down to the Bears. They have made some corrections. You are allowed to get better throughout the season. I say it all the time. They made the corrections, and they are playing to what we believe is the Detroit Lions standard.
Spotlight this week, Niners playing Buccaneers, mm-hmm. two teams in your power surge. In 2 weeks on Monday night, your number one and number two teams face off, Detroit, hosting mm-hmm. the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh, right before they go into the bye week. Can't wait.
It's the power surge. You want to win tickets? Now's your chance. You've been listening this hour. You heard the clues. You know who it is. Call in. Name that Lion. Win a pair of tickets Monday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. Looking for a stylish SUV? You can lease a new Buick Envista or a stunning new Buick Encore GX for just $229 a month. Both are exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets the final price based on due at signing amount of 3569, must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com. That's GMCOfferInfo.com if you want more details.
Today's been a lot of Tiger talk, and we've got a couple people on hold. We'll wrap the hour here from them. Last night at the ballpark was sad and depressing. 41,000 people showed up, more orange than I thought there'd be. They waited through a rain delay, and they waited through a listless performance from the Tigers, who had zero walks going to the ninth and nine strikeouts on the day. Brutal.
Mm.
As John has pointed out, the sun has come up. It is tomorrow. They'll play, and they'll play at 3 o'clock today, with a chance to keep their season alive. We are into stave season, John.
Yep. And hey, let's just continue this one more game.
The question was burnout last night. Felt like a game where Tigers fans were burned out. And it wasn't just last night. It's been going on for a while here. We've taken those phone calls for weeks, probably about a month now. And then is the series over? We've both said no. Today's a pick 'em. You got the better pitcher. You win. Scooble game five. And I know they don't always win the Scooble start, but I'll take my chances with Scooble on the mound.
Sure, you always take your chances
single time.
Tarek on the mound.
We gave away Lions tickets. Name that Lion.
Yeah.
Your clues. I played for the Lions and the Chiefs. I'm Canadian. And I won Super Bowl 28. Now, for those that aren't great with their Super Bowls, that was the Dallas Cowboys beating the Buffalo Bills. Who was that Lion, John?
This is one of my all-time favorite teammates. Played for us in Washington in 2000. That would be Eddie Murray. Kicker.
Kicker.
And I know that Eddie is a frequent listener, so a little shout out to Eddie. His daughter is currently one of the Lions cheerleaders. Cool. And it was 1992 was his season with the Kansas City Chiefs. And Jim, how many games did he play with Kansas City?
One. So it's a bit diabolical.
It is.
But we make it tough. These are great tickets. Mm-hmm. It's Monday night. These are great tickets.
Yeah. Hats off to Kyle from Livonia, because you know what happens in Livonia. Uh-huh.
Apparently
and
win tickets.
So funny story real quick about Eddie Murray. We signed him in 2000 to kick because I think it was Brett Conway was our kicker and he got hurt. And what kickers do, right? And when we signed him, I remember watching him as a kid here in Detroit. His first year was 1980. I was four. And then watching him for so many years, last year with Detroit was in 91. So for all of my formative years of watching the Lions, he was the kicker.
Yep.
And when we signed him, I didn't even know that he was still playing. And he was literally, that was my second year in the league. And he was literally only a couple of years younger than my dad. It was awesome. He was so much fun to have on the team. So great. One of the all-time great guys.
Kyle and Lavonia are winner. He won a pair of tickets to see the Lions take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Monday, October 20th, and a pair of passes to the Lions VIP tailgate at Eastern Market. It's by the Bullseye Group. The Lions VIP tailgate is back by Bullseye Event Group. All you can eat and open bar 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.